You're listening to All Things Considered from National Public Radio on New Orleans Public Radio. Good afternoon, I'm Carl Lengel. In the 19th century, New Orleans was one of the top five destination ports of entry for Europeans seeking a better life in the New World. At the same time, the Industrial Revolution inspired rural Americans to move toward the cities, hoping also to better their lives. Many of these newcomers arrived here with little more than the clothing they could carry. A national movement started to attempt to accommodate many of these new residents, and in 1896, the Kingsley House opened its doors in the Lower Garden District. Over a century later, the Kingsley House is going strong, adapting to its community's needs as the times have changed. Kingsley CEO Keith Lederman and Director of Adult Services Natalie Fenno joined me now to catch up on this remarkable nonprofit that is an integral part of New Orleans' multicultural history. Natalie, Keith, thanks both for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having us.
So how did Kingsley House start?
So we're close to celebrating our 125th year in 2021. So way back in 1896, we began as the first settlement house in the South. It was the height of the Industrial Revolution, and lots of big industry was coming up. A lot of people moving in from rural and agrarian areas and other countries, but was an opportunity for everybody. So large pockets of poverty had developed in the urban areas, and settlement houses were created really to try to address the needs that new residents to our communities had in trying to succeed here in the U.S. And in New Orleans.
Now, how has it survived all of these years?
I really think being mission-focused, you know, and always having a mission that revolves around educating our children, strengthening families, and building community, and being responsive to the ever-evolving needs of people in our community. And that's really what we've tried to be responsive to since the beginning, you know, really moving into, as settlement houses did back then, the people who worked at the settlement house lived at the settlement house, and the settlement house was right in the areas that were faced with the most difficult challenges.
What were some of the historic firsts for through the century?
Right back at the beginning, early childhood development and education, or what we called child care back then, both parents, in almost every case, had to work outside of the home in a community that was really beset by chronic poverty and hardship, and so everybody was trying to make ends meet. And we would encounter situations where Eleanor McMahon was our first CEO or head resident, and she would walk the neighborhood and talk to people in the community. And we would have families where five-year-olds were at home taking care of three-year-olds, taking care of infants, because both parents had to provide. So it quickly became apparent that the need for some safe, secure place for children to be. We were actually the first free kindergarten in the state of Louisiana back in the late 1800s, early 1900s. And then also people coming from all over Europe, Irish, German, Italian immigrants, and they had off the beaten path play spaces or parks in Europe and where the communities that they came from. And the whole playground movement was just coming into shape and form in the United States at the beginning of the 20th century and the early 1900s. And as a result of the playground movement that we helped spur in New Orleans, the New Orleans Recreation Department was a direct offshoot of our work at Kingsley House. We also started the first program for the sight impaired at the turn of the 20th century in Louisiana. Again, didn't invent programs for the sight impaired, but Lighthouse for the Blind had become established right around that time on a national level. And so we identified there was a pretty significant need for programs for the sight impaired in our community. And so Kingsley House learned from others about how to do it. And as a direct result, Louisiana's Lighthouse for the Blind had its origins at Kingsley House. And another really for me as a social worker and also a Tulane alum, the Tulane School of Social Work, which is the fifth oldest school of social work in the country, began at Kingsley House. And the first social worker in the state of Louisiana, professional social worker, the first professor of social work in Louisiana was none other than the great Eleanor McMahon, the head resident and CEO of Kingsley House for 34 years, from 1901 to 1934.
Natalie, let's talk a little bit about what your main focus is.
My main focus is on our adult day healthcare program at Kingsley House. The adult day care program, we have houses, we have a capacity of 148 participants, and it is the largest adult day care program in the New Orleans area. We provide supports and services to at-risk seniors, medically fragile adults, adults with intellectual disabilities, and veterans as well. So I can also say that we are the only adult daycare program in the New Orleans area that have veteran-centric programs, so programs that are just specifically for veterans as well.
Natalie, Keith, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks so much for having us.
Natalie Fenno, Director of Adult Services, and Keith Lederman, CEO of the Kingsley House, New Orleans settlement house that's keeping up with the times. For New Orleans Public Radio, I'm Carl Lengel. It's 10 minutes away from 5 o'clock.